Welcome to the Voice of Women podcast, with the purpose to empower women and disrupt the gender gap. I am your host, Priya Kandula. The Voice of Women podcast is an empowering series for women that provides you with the tools and mindset to overcome obstacles on your journey to success. In this short and powerful episode, I would like to share about conventional thinking and what it takes to break them. Prior to 1954, it was believed that a mile run could not be completed under 4 minutes. Roger Bannister, a middle distance athlete and neurologist, proved this to be wrong by finishing the race in 3 minutes, 59 seconds and 4 milliseconds at the age of 25. That record lasted just 46 days, which was broken by his rival, Landy. The 4-minute barrier has been broken ever since by over 14,000 athletes and is now the standard for professional middle distance runners. What does the story of the 4-minute mile teach us? Possibilities. It teaches us that it is possible to break conventional thinking. It teaches us that with one person breaking a record, it made it possible for many others to follow. All it took was for one person to challenge the belief that a mile run could be run under 4 minutes. All it took was for one person to challenge the belief that a mile run could not be run under 4 minutes. With Roger Bannister breaking the record, a shift in mindset occurred for many other runners of what could be possible, which at one point seemed impossible. You may be thinking, great story, but how does this story relate to empowering women and disrupting the gender gap? There have been many women who played a Roger Bannister in the race of life. From Rosa Parks, not willing to give up her seat, Margaret Thatcher, who got the title Iron Lady for her strong opinions and firm leadership, Amelia Earhart, for being the first female to fly across the Atlantic Ocean, Mother Teresa, a symbol of sacrifice and strength, Frida Kahlo, whose paintings explored the topics of gender, class and race, Malala Yousafzai, a human rights activist, Hillary Clinton, first female presidential nominee, and this year, 2021, Kamala Harris, the first female vice president of the United States. These are but only a few names of women who made it possible to break conventional thinking. In 1972, Katharine Graham was the first female to be a CEO for a Fortune 500 company at the Washington Post. The data from KDM Engineering on the number of male and female CEOs of Fortune 500 companies for roughly the last 50 years shows that it's currently at 1.32%, which is a historical high. Yes, I said 1.32% and historical high in the same sentence. But on a positive note, there has been a steady increase in the last 8 years. There are many strong and resilient women who have begun to run the race. It's on each one of us to shift our mindset from "I don't think I can do it" to "what can I learn from the many women who are questioning stereotypes and breaking conventional barriers?" It's on us to learn from these women who, by defying all odds and standing as thought leaders, handling personal and professional lives with grace, made it possible and paved the path for other women to do the same. Every gender is different, and different doesn't have to mean we are not equal. With a shift in mindset from what is not possible to learn from women who made it possible, we can empower each other and disrupt the gender gap. I am truly grateful to you for taking the time to listen, learn, and share today. Please do share it with your friends and family if you got any value from it. Stay tuned for more stories, insights, and tools to empower each other. Let's break the glass ceiling together.